So this is a book, Little D, that begins on February 5th, 1973, and goes through April 13th. So it's really only two or three months book, but it has quite a few results. Still trying to work with Lambda DV. February 5th, page one. And looking at what happens after adding the various things to the broth after growing with the bacteria containing the Lambda DV plasmid, adding lysozyme and RNAs and proteases in different orders, and just trying to notice what happened. The lysozyme, that says some cells survived slow clearing, and then adding the RNAs, the viscosity didn't change, and then adding proteases, and again, comments possibly became hazier after the RNAs, definitely became clearer after the proteases. And continuing to retitrate some material again on the following page, and the titer was quite nice, 1.3 times 10 to the 11th. Lambda DV column. Marker rescue assay for Lambda DV, as I said earlier, I think it had a suppressor gene in the Lambda DV. Let's see. The colony D3A is now optical density 1.3, and others are similar, therefore refrigerated after transferring, etc., etc. Should be okay. All are close to the same. And titrating. On the two strains of bacteria, 594 and C600, one with the suppressor and one without. And 594, no colonies until 10 to the 5th, and then let me see. C600 had colonies, not very clear here. Some comments that it wasn't working as expected because I. A comment, but I put in 4 times 10 to the 7th to 10 mil, so 2 times 10 to the 6th per mil, therefore no absorption. Evidently the assay didn't work, and I was trying. That's it. On February the 7th, Wednesday, trying various extractions with Bridge 58, page 9, toluene, Biodream, seems good, solvent of solid, so tested extraction with 50-50 Bridge and toluene. Also methylene dichloride, very soluble, very mild as a surfactant, better than toluene. And carbon tetrachloride, also a good solvent, no surface activity. And continue on the next page, dichloromethane. Very milky top page, and indications of clearing, etc. So not efficient extraction. Tritoluene and carbon tetrachloride, etc. Lambda DB again on the following page, February 8th. Test with bridge 5F. Deoxycholate was added, and lysozyme and magnesium and so on. A drop of amyl alcohol and wheat germ lipase, quit, added bridge 58. Conclusion, return to bridge and ethanol precipitation. So lambda DV again, unless we've got an electron micrograph. This is lambda DNA, lambda DV DNA, spreading for OS. And there is a beautiful image of lambda DV. With the notes on the spreading. But one good lambda DV and a bacteriophage DNA and lambda DV. They're very satisfying images. At least I got some images of the bacteria. This image is a very satisfactory to see. But at least I got to see that the lambda DV that I'd made. I don't think we shall ever see any replication faults, but who knows? I don't remember seeing them. So lambda DV assay again, trying to get that to work. On page 17, 16, 17, and the results were with different bacteriophage preparations. And the conclusion being in this case that only clone F carries a lambda exclusion factor, and that means that gives a difference whether it's grown on one bacteria or on another. Only clone F. That there are some problems with that, other worries that are being talked about. We're trying the DNA again on page 19, lambda DV again, DNA. And respread and shadow on page 20, and one can see the DNA, that there is a lambda DV DNA there, but it's still got quite a bit of protein associated with it. Russ thinks that everything was okay, that trouble he diagnosed, this must be Ross Inman. The diagnosis of the trouble is too low a pH and or a lack of formaldehyde. It is clearly has the lambda DV there, but it's very dirty compared with the other one. It's Ross Inman's high pH buffer being tried on page 23. Fairly complicated phage plan. Now attached to page 24. bacteria, phage plan, etc., etc. Grow up clones and do this and that and the other. Protocol. Fairly complicated bacterial phage genetics here being discussed on page 25. Test for temperature inducible by going, etc. Test for non-inducible by immunity resistance. For example, 10 to the 9th lambda C per plate and spot growth equals to resistance, etc., etc. Experience that was later valuable. Rough DNA test for D. I don't know who D is. Nuclei, trypsin, TPCK, following up on this scheme to try to get things under control. On Saturday, March 3rd, a new M9 gal-like plus biotin plates. Thinking about 5.11a and 5.11b, a reversion rate to gal insensitivity that is measurable. I don't know why I wanted to get the reversion rate at this point. Reversion of 5.11a and 5.11b to gal resistance on Sunday, March 4th, page 35. Should be about 2 times 10 to the 8th organism per plate. But once again, no colonies. Lacks the biotin. No growth. Should have had biotin there. D31 DNA again. D31 DNA, what's that one? You want the 31 DNA is nuclei. Trying some different substrates for looking at the DNA, and with the comment that the former carbon difficult to see, and spar mica ditto, but easy to see, good and plenty. So looks like mica is worth it. So you have to pay for mica versus this cheaper thing, but mica is a lot better. Lambda DV again on page 43. A spread down a single wet ramp. A reading Saturday. From the D3941 experiment. On Thursday, March 8th, batched 49 micro and carbon tests. I must have been doing the coating myself on the, because it says that the 1 p.m. coated vac less than 0.3 times 10 to the minus 5, and it was at 0.6 times 10 to the minus 4 when it began, and went to 1 times 10 to the minus 4, but we stopped, went down to about 2 millimeters. So I'm with somebody else doing the fair vacuum. I have to get a high vacuum to do those experiments. And so, lambda C149 or C60, about 2 times 10 to the 9 per plate. On Friday, March 9th, from Sid.
Excuse me.
Lambda DV, anyway. Got clone on March 10th, 59. Trying to get a new attempt at lysogen and with a conclusion, scrap them, conclusions. These gal resistances are as likely to be revertants as true, therefore continue with D59 approach, which we'll get to in a couple of pages. Sunday, March 11th, new and repeats of lambda DV clone tests, and with the results with a nice check mark. This one, this is completely correct. Lambda DV must be there. The results being all negative. Lambda 0.29 P3 on one plate, 4 out of 6 positive, lambda I 21, etc., etc. Master norm, etc. But anyway, I'm evidently feeling better about the assay. And all are ultraviolet sensitive on the next page. Prototrophs for D49, decided to isolate single colonies. All Tuesday, all 4, I got 4 colonies, all 4 are gal sensitive and all are UV sensitive. Just for UV sensitivity. This is this M9 glue B1 plus bio plates of unknown at this point important. lambda dv again on page 61.
Hey there.
So here's a spreading on page 63. On the mica and carbon, it looks like C/mica, carbon replica of mica, I think is that probably what that means. It's not as nice as the previous one. So the carbon mica of versus the earlier one, which was. On micro itself, I think.
Do you have a new phone system? A new phone?
We do, but I don't know if it's.
Yeah, she said they got new phones. Okay, so they have to do 7?
So this is again looking at page 63 of D and 62 of book little d, where there's a one nice lambda dv, though not as pretty as the earlier one. I think these experiments must have been these different tests of different bacterial strains must have been to try to get lambda to lice without difficult treatments. I can't really understand them at this point. For example, D66 parenthesis R4A plus lambda macrocolony test, massive growth in a mucoid form, resistant to lambda C60 and I21, not likely to be the required lambda lysogen discard. Test of Gauss sensitive to resistance and lambda resistance. I see what it is. It's the Gal receptor, I remember now, the galactose receptor is needed for lambda attachment. And if the galactose gene is missing, then resistance to a lambda infection occurs. As on Monday, March 19th, page 75, saying that clones must be Gal resistant, Lambda C 60 immune, and 4C sensitive, not very necessary, lysogenic for Lambda, etc., etc. This permits spontaneous induction of I-4 to infect I-11, not immune to I-4, which then allows C-187, red minus, excise minus, to excise and give clear plaques, which is not, etc. Complicated, I must say. Probably a little bit too strong bacterial genetics for my taste at this stage. DNA Lambda DB again on Monday, Tuesday, March 20th, and on the following page again images that look to be circular DNA there, but too long. And as it says, the comment here is that lambda phage diluted 1:10 shows plenty of DNA, and about a third are circles, some with supercoiling, empty heads and tails, a clear difference in size. Therefore, go on therefore to test other bigger plasmids. So I think I'm of the opinion there that these are circular molecules, all right, but they're quite a lot bigger than the lambda DV molecules. They've got quite nice spreads. Going on with titrating and so on. A test for Gal-E transduction. More complicated ideas on page 93. R factor from Bob Brown. More bacterial genetics. Saturday, March 24th, tests to prove that D95 colonies are transductants. that there had been recombination introducing the lambda into the bacterial chromosome to get a lysogen. Of the lysogen, they're not clear.
It's so wet. In the bottom of the tolerant. It's in there.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
It is recording, isn't it, Dad?
Yes.
Yeah. An attempt on page 105, CR34, parenthesis R12 again, to see if one could get a plasmid, with the comment that though there is an image of a longer plasmid than lambda DV, the comment is that they are very sparse. So this is a bigger plasmid than lambda DV. More and more complicated tests. Repeat of R12 DNA, rescued D107R12/2B culture from the cold. Cooled and centrifuged, etc. Sucrose, lysozyme, and then RNAs and pronase, and then spread. And there is a very long plasmid in there. And some smaller ones. Some quite small, quite a few different sizes of plasmids. more tests of this bacterial colon. Further plans discussed on page 145, use P2 lytic plaques to isolate defective phages that are likely to be gal transducers, and pick lytic plaques from W50S onto X7734, an assay for gal plus, in order to see lytic centers. Use an extra heavy lawn of X7734, or use the new lytic lysate, etc. So, difficulty. Coming to the end of this book and to the end of my understanding of the work, April 6th, 73, and April 7th, etc. With the next to the last page, saying inspection of D151, D149, etc., etc., all the questionable positives. In other words, nothing convincing. Last attempt, repick these. Also pick them on Sunday, on the cover pages of the book are some results, but no interpretation. And so ends book D.